发现连接世界的入口 Interesting
story today. 发现英语学习的秘密
Hello everyone, 大家好
十年英语教学专业中外团队听说读写练全方位课程设计经典口语地道发音最简语法听力阅读英语 PK 台有趣的免费英语课带你精雕细刻学英语
第三个连读技巧叫 Omission
为每一个学英语的你打造的专属课堂北京外语广播 FM92.3 周一到周日午两点晚十点微信公众号英语 PK 台每日课堂文本推送全国听友直播互动海量学习干货免费下载
Welcome and enjoy the show
攻克语言连接世界
学英语靠自己这里有良师这里有益友与懒惰分道扬镳与学习相濡以沫
Practice makes perfect Let's go
英语 PK 台一起学起来朋友们下午好欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台我是主持人青青欢迎大家收听今天的周一美文欢迎我们的嘉宾 Judy 老师
Hello everyone Good afternoon and happy Mondays
同学们下午好欢迎在周一时光呢一起相聚 PK 台一起呢来读暖心美文今天呢又是一个比较有哲思的故事啊来自这个作家呢叫做 Edward J.
Delaney
对听上去呢不是一个以前的类似于世界著名的作家哈
No, it's not one classical piece author or something. It's a contemporary author.
是的这是一篇非常现代的小说它描写的情景啊就是咱们生活当中都会遇到的啊普通的生活场景。
Yes, definitely, definitely. He writes about ordinary things that are actually not so ordinary if you pay more attention to them. And if youJust give it a little extra thought.
平凡的生活中他能够描述出一些哲理。标题我们来看一下叫做 The Big Impossible. Wow, The Big Impossible. 换我们写的话我们可能会说成 The Biggest Impossible.
Well, actually, I thought this title was so funny. I was looking for stories, right? And then I saw the name of The Big Impossible, like written, and I was like,This feels like a story I could use because I had so much work to do that day and I was like, okay, this really feels like the big impossible. This is never gonna happen that I finish this. But I finished and here's the result.
一切都是巧合哈。Yeah. 在生活中啊在生活特别难的时候遇到了一篇文章叫 The Big Impossible.
Yes.
啊什么是最难的事情大家现在的流行口语叫做我太难了。这个非常适合这个标题叫做 The Big Impossible. 诶讲的是个什么呢哎呀大家来看看啊这位作者的生活还真的是挺难的。首先这个 writer 写的这样一位主人公呢非常穷。
Yes.
身无分文生活有点潦倒。
Yes, like he writes about a man who basically has no money. He's traveling from town to town, spending the night in cheap motels, looking for work and looking for some relaxation and reflection.
身无分文的这位主人公只能在 motel 汽车旅馆里住上最后一晚了。就在这个 swimming pool 的旁边呢他看见了下车的女人和女孩看见了 rich businessman, 富有的商人看见了出公差的 pilot 飞行员等等等等这样的一些人发现和自己的生活离得挺远的。
Yes, he sees all these people coming and going in motels who haveA job that is very flashy and exciting, like pilot or doctor. He sees young girls who have their whole life ahead of them, just being carefree and taken care of.
这样的一种反差和落差呀，让他觉得说，这自己的生活和别人的生活怎么那么的不同呢？他们为什么什么都有，为什么我什么都没有呢？
Yeah, he's wondering, like, What is it that I do wrong? Why do I have this kind of life?
Why is life treating me so bad?
嗯哼。
这个时候从凯迪拉克上下来的一位老人大概 about 60 years old. Invite him a drink.
Yes, there's a man suddenly stopping at the motel and he gets off from a very expensive car and he invites him over for a drink.
然后就邀请他啊，一位从凯迪拉克上下来的老人邀请他喝一杯酒并且跟他一些 chat
Yeah, so it turns out to be a very rich man.
All he want to do is to rob this man. 这个时候、
yeah.
他此时此刻他只想去打劫眼前的这位有钱人。
Yes, his first thought is like, I'm going to rob this man.
Life is so unfair, was so unfair. 生活太不公平了，我必须打劫这位有钱人，我必须占有他的全部的钱财。
I deserve his wealth, I deserve his money.
对，我才值得拥有他的这些所有的财富。不过这位老人呢，似乎看懂了他的心境和他的处境，只对他说了一句话，就是今天的这句点睛之语，叫做Living like you are comfortable with what life deals you. That's the big impossible sometimes.
So what does it actually mean?
所以我们今天要读懂这句话，就算读懂了整篇文章了。好，一起来进行今天的美文阅读。The big impossible.
The big impossible. This motel was at the edge of Garden City, Kansas.In the front of the lobby, across the parking lot, was a small swimming pool.
首先地点发生于 motel, 特别像某些 movie 里面的 scene 一样。
Yes. Honestly, I never spend the night in motel, but it's like a cheap hotel where people just stay for one night. It's like down the roadside, so it's not really...Like at a nice famous touristic spot or something. It's just a place where people can stay if they travel a long distance. And we all know in America, the distances between cities is pretty big, right?
对。
So people use cars all the time to get somewhere. So yeah, when you're traveling, then you need a place to sleep sometimes or to stretch your legs, I guess. So those places are called motels.
车轮上的国家嘛，这种汽车旅馆就是可以开着车过去住旅馆、
mm-hmm.
非常的方便嘛，叫 motel, 一般的叫做 hotel、
yeah.
叫旅馆旅店。
Yeah, but hotels are usually more fancy and they're more like near touristic areas,、mm-hmm. so people can also enjoy the scenery, enjoy like a different like holiday.
那 motel 应该来讲相对比较简单一些了。
Yeah, yeah, it's like, I knew this Chinese word, like a 客城客栈 or something. I don't know, I forgot.
客栈。
Yeah, that one.
有点像小客栈是吧
?Isn't it?
好。哦、也对。它是在哪里呢？在 at the edge of, 在边上。在什么市呢？叫做这个 Garden City, Kansas. 啊，这个 Kansas, Garden City 的市边上有一家汽车旅馆。
Yeah. So Kansas is a state, and then Garden City is a city in that state.
好。In the front of the lobby, lobby 是我们所有说的那个旅馆的大厅啊，客厅最大的那个大厅啊，前台大厅叫 lobby. Across the parking lot 是停车场 was a small swimming pool. 停车场的对过呢就是一个小泳池。
It was a place,The last of my money could take me for a night.
就是这样的一个地方。The last of my money. 大家说这是什么意思？
Well, he had no money anymore. He had only a little bit left with which he could pay the motel.
对 the last bit of my money. 啊，就是我最后那一丁点盘缠啊，最后那一丁点钱啊， could take me for a night. 能够紧紧的让我住上一宿。
A late October Friday.
啊、这是十月下旬 ,late October, 也是秋天了哈。About the same time as now?
Yeah.
Friday. 一个深秋十月下旬的一个周五。
Indian summer.
还是 Indian summer? 来给大家解释一下 Indian summer.
Well, Indian summer is a metaphor for a very hot summer.
就是很热呗。
Yeah.
还是很晴暖的。
Yeah.
在那个地方还是比较晴暖。晚秋晴暖的天气叫 Indian summer, warm, 暖和。
I didn't have a swimsuit.
我没有泳衣。
I did not own short pants since I was a boy.
好，这句话就说出了他的那个什么家境，是吧？
Yes.
他家庭条件好不好呢？
Yeah.
I didn't own short pants. Short pants.
Short pants is like a 短裤,
短裤
it's like a shorts.
对 ,shorts, 偶尔也可以叫做 shorts.、
Mm-hmm.
我自打是个男孩起啊，从小呢我就没有短裤啊。那短裤是什么？是属于条件好的人家里才有的？
I don't know, I think every one has one or two shorts at least.
可能得特别有钱才能有短裤穿，也不会吧哈。但是他这么一说呢，就说自己家庭条件，从小就没有短裤穿。
Yeah, he's always on the road, so he doesn't really see the need for carrying along with him a short pants. My duffel held only necessary work clothes and some personal things.
好，我的这个什么 duffel?
It's like a small suitcase, like that is a bit like shabby. It's not like a fancy leather suitcase or something.But it's just like a very, very basic suitcase.
对，你不能叫它行李箱，因为行李箱显得高档。你只能叫 duffel 呢，叫行李袋。
Mm-hmm.
我的行李袋里边啊，只有仅仅的一些 necessary work clothes， 一些着装的必要的工作服和 some
personal things，
私人的物品。
I stripped off my shirt and boots and socks and went to the pool.In my filthy jeans.
哎呀，他要进那泳池了啊！进泳池呢，他又没有泳装，那怎么办呢？叫 strip off。大家注意 strip 这个单词是脱衣的意思。
Yeah, to strip off your clothes or to strip off like your pants or your shirt or something. That means to take off your pants or shirt.
同义词 take off my shirt， 脱掉我的衬衫。Boots, 靴子以及 socks, 短袜 went into the pool in my
filthy jeans.
Filthy 是脏兮兮的，不整洁的。是脱掉衬衫、靴子和短袜以外呢，穿着那条脏兮兮的 jeans, 牛仔裤，这就要去下水游泳了。
I had my eyes closed and didn't realize I was asleep until the sliding door of a van slammed shut.And woke me up.
这是非常优美的一段写作的语言啊，而且又像口语，你不觉得吗？
Yeah,
特别像 oral English.
It's a little bit like spoken English indeed, but it's also very like poetic, very literal.
对 ,had my eyes closed, 就是把我的什么眼睛闭上了，我把我的眼睛闭上了，也没有意识到呢，我已经睡着了。I realized I was asleep. Was exactly what happened yesterday.
Jingjing fell asleep yesterday and she didn't realize that she was asleep yesterday.
就像我昨天啊 Sunday 的 afternoon 小打了一个盹儿一样啊，就不知不觉的就睡着了，闭上眼睛，直到一辆什么 until the
sliding door、
sliding door 就是砰的一下关门
of a van
V-A-N 叫做什么厢车房车
slam shut
就是砰砰砰的那种关门声音啊
，and woke me up，
好把我惊醒了，我这才意识到自己刚才睡着了。好了，新的画卷呢，新的景象呢又铺开了。什么样的人来到了这里呢
？A woman about my age and a half dozen preteen girls stepped out of the van and walked to the lobby in a way that suggested.A long and tiring ride.
是一位女子 about my age, 大概与我年龄相仿 half dozen.
Half dozen, six.
Dozen 是十二个 half dozen 是六个。
Yes.
Pre-teen, teen 是青少年。那 pre-teen.
Just the age before you turn a teenager, so between 10 and 13 usually.
大概是十到十三岁左右叫 pre-teen。
Yeah.
在你成为 teenager 之前十到十三岁啊，小学六年级几年级五六年级到初一的这个时候差不多、
mm-hmm.
Stepped out of the van 他们从厢车上走了下来
And walked to the lobby in a way that suggested a long and tiring ride、
他们呢都是迈着步伐走进了大厅但是他们这个大厅呢是用一种走进大厅是用了一种 in a way suggested 这种方式呢似乎在表明他们已经经过了一段 long and tiring ride, 啊，长时间乘车后的疲惫。
The woman looked at me a little wearily.
好，那位女性呢，用什么样的眼光看了我一眼？叫 little wearily.
Yeah, if you look at someone wearily, you look at someone as if you...are like doubting about that person, like, what is this person? Who is this person? Like, what brings him here? You are a bit suspicious.
Is it gonna steal my suitcase?
Exactly. A bit like, yeah, untrusting.
Untrusting, 就这个词 warily, 警惕的眼神看了我一眼。因为我肯定穿的是吧
I mean, he was in a swimming pool with his long pants on.
对
as jeans.
肯定不是一个 decent look.
Exactly so.
好。
I knew those girls were going to want to swim.
我知道我看出来了那些女孩呢就想要游泳。
And not with someone as shaky looking as me around.
同时根本不想跟我这么一个看上去啊叫 shaky looking.
Yeah, if you are shaky looking, you look as if you did something confusing. You look as if you are confused, and you look as if you're like, a bit lost in life, like, just not really there.
看啊，在美文当中我们可以学到很多的新单词，是不是？
糊涂 I think.
啊，糊涂。
Yeah.
糊涂的，或者是不靠谱的。
Yeah.
看不懂的，不靠谱，叫 shaky looking.As me, 像我这样的不靠谱的家伙共享这个泳池我都看出来了他们不愿意。
I went back to my room.
于是我就回到了自己的房间。其实他还挺懂事的哈。
Yes, for sure, for sure.
还挺 considerate 的。
He is pretty considerate. Television seemed like an indulgence.
这个 indulgence,是一种放纵无度的意思。
Yeah, an indulgence is something that you don't often do, that you really enjoy, but it's a luxury. It's like something that you don't really need, but you just enjoy doing it, and it usually costs some money.
就是电视呢，似乎在比较放纵的播放着节目
，mm-hmm.
说明电视节目很多，很乱。
A man read the news and told me things I had an inkling of.
哎，叫做什么呢？叫一个男人在播报新闻，然后告诉了一些我什么样的事情？
Things that I hadn't an inkling of.
Inkling of.
An idea, an inkling. If you have no inkling...of what people are talking about, then you have no idea what they are talking about. Like, you have no reference. They might as well talk about aliens that you've never seen or something. Like, something weird that you don't know anything about. Oh, for example, if someone talks about computers or IT or technology, then I haven't got an inkling of what they're talking about.
哎，就是非常生动的口语了。咱们这个 an inkling of 等于 an idea of...就是明白发生了什么事情 I hadn't an inkling of 就是我完全不明白发生了什么事情
yeah,、so、this means that the man has been on the road for quite often and quite a while and he has nothing to do with the outside world basically he doesn't follow the news or he doesn't really interact with the outside world that much
所以这些地方都是 clues 你觉得吧
yes
是吧都是 clues
he hasn't got a clue
他其实从这些细节的描写我们就可以看出这个人其实在路上漂泊已经很久了然后跟这个时事完全已经不关心了。那个男子在电视里播报新闻，他完全不知道对方在说什么。
I was hungry, but had eaten my dinner already.
我也非常的饿，此时此刻啊，但是呢，但也已经吃过晚餐了。
And could not afford another meal.
Afford 买得起，支付得起，但是现在也没有钱再去买其他的吃的了。
I could hear the little girls out in the water now.
此时此刻我完全能够听到外边的小女孩们啊 out in the water now, 在水里哈的那些发出的声音。
Squealing and plunging.
来 ,squealing 和 plunging, 完全的写出了小女孩游泳时候的那种活泼的景象。
Mm-hmm.
啊 ,squealing.
So,They were like playing in the water, like, you know, the sound that like kids make when they're playing in the water, they are squealing, they're making high raised voices with their like voice, they're making high sounds, like they're laughing, they're exciting.
就是小朋友玩水的那种声音、
mm-hmm.
啊、尖叫声啊很高兴啊、
yes.
然后你在那打我水我在那儿泼你水的那种感觉。
Mm-hmm.
And plunging, 就是跳水的声音。
Yeah, to jump in the water, to plunge in the water.
所以屋外游泳池里的这种欢声笑语和屋内的一个 hungry man、
mm-hmm.
就形成了一种 contrast.
Yeah, this is like the first big contrast already. Like,、mm-hmm. he sees the woman of his age who has like daughters or like who is like taking care of the little girls. He's like, oh, I'm... I could have had children or something. But then he sees the girls and he's like, oh, that childhood I never had.
大家看一下啊，这种情况下呢，这就是外物对这个人的内心造成的第一层的刺激。都说你看，一个和我年纪相仿的女子已经有了自己的孩子，还是六个。
Yeah.
同时过着非常快乐的生活和富足的生活。
I pulled a room chair outside to sit there in front of my room.
这个时候呢，我就索性啊，把房间里的一把椅子 pull, 拉，拉到了门外 outside to sit there in front of my room, 就在我的房间前坐了下来。
To feel the cooling air of the night.
感受着夜晚凉爽的空气。
In the parking lot that was my view, a big Cadillac, new looking, had appeared.
好，我就继续在关节了哈。这一个景色过去以后，那我们再看下一个景色。In the parking lot, 在停车场里啊 ，that was my view, 在我视野面前的停车场里出现了一辆 big
Cadillac
加长款的 Cadillac 凯迪拉克轿车。
New looking,
全新的
had appeared,
出现了。
The car was blue with white leather seats.
车的整个什么呢？车身是蓝色的，是 blue, 蓝色很漂亮哦。
Very pretty, probably.
啊，没坐过还没见过吗？是吧？
I honestly don't recognize cars, you know, like, people can talk about a Mercedes or a Cadillac, and I'm like, yeah, they're cars, right? Like, that's it. I don't have an inkling of, like, how a Cadillac is supposed to look like.
Just do only one category. They're cars.
Yeah. To me, they are, I don't know, like, probably, like, many people will disagree with me.
朱毅老师一看就是对豪车没有任何追求的朴实无华的女孩。
I am not going to ride a car ever in my life. I will kill people if I do that. Like, seriously, I'm afraid to do that.
这么朴实无华的女孩，在她的心中，所有的车只有一类，那就是车。
Yeah.
甭管是 Mercedes, as Cadillac, as Bentley, 没有区别 ,as Audi, 没有区别。好 ,the car was blue, 蓝色的凯迪拉克非常的漂亮。With leather seats, 哇哦，全是车内配有白色的真皮座椅。
The trunk was still open.
Trunk, 这个是后备箱啊，车的后备箱叫 trunk, 我们也学过了。后备箱门还敞开着。
As was the door to a room close to mine.
正对着距离我的房间呢不远的一个房间啊 ,door open to a room close to mine.
And after a while,
没过一会儿,
a man came out to get the rest of his things from the car.
没过一会儿,一个男子啊,从房间里就走出来了。Get the rest of his things. 打算呢,从车里取走他什么? Rest of his things.
Yeah, he was like basically taking out the things from his car and put them in his motel room.
好,第三位主人公出现了。
He was tiny.
Tiny, 就个头啊,特小。
He was maybe a little more than 3 feet tall.
身高有三英尺多。这个三英尺。我们都说什么球员什么七英尺。三英尺恐怕。
Maybe he's like 1 meter 60
something,
something like that.
可能大概也就一米六左右吧哈。Three feet tall.
I guessed him to be in his 60s.
In one's 多少多少岁就是说多少年纪了大概也就60多岁。
He turned and saw me standing there.
他转过身来诶看见我站在那儿。
In a reedy voice, he said,
好 ,reedy 是什么单词又是新单词 ,R-E-E-D-Y.
A bit high, a bit like, yeah, raspy, a bit old, like, yeah, a bit...use, like a voice that is old, basically.
尖声。啊尖声的声音对我说。
Give an old fellow a hand.
帮我这个老头一个忙好吗啊、old fellow, old fellow. 老头啊我的老家伙 a hand, give somebody a hand. 帮某人一忙哎帮这个老头一忙好吗
I got up and went around to the trunk.And took out his bag.
行啊，啊，看来这小伙还挺热心的啊，就走站起来啊 ，got up, went around, 走到了后备箱的旁边 ，to the trunk, and took out his bag, 把他的包拿出来了
，which was leather and expensive looking.
一看包也挺贵的，是皮的，真皮的，叫 leather. Expensive looking, 非常的昂贵。
He had thick glasses, and his face was all lines.
好，他呢是戴着什么镜片特厚的眼镜 ，thick glasses， 脸上呢全是 all lines， 全是各种线条，是什么
？He had so many wrinkles.
对了，是 wrinkles， 脸上全是皱纹。
I brought the suitcase in and laid it at the foot of his bed.
I brought the suitcase in. Suitcase 是手提箱啊，我就把手提箱呢就帮他拎进了房间 ，laid it.At the front of his bed.
At the foot of his bed.
Oh, sorry. At the foot of his bed. Foot.
Well, at the foot of something is at the outer end of something. So, the foot of your bed, for example, is the place where your feet are lying when you are asleep.
Oh, 所以 foot, 床,床边上 foot 的地方就是你下床的地方。也就是你床边的地方、
mm-hmm.
是吧?所以就把手提箱放在了床边的地板上。
And then he said,
好,这个时候老头就说呀,
Say, let me offer you a drink.
Say, 就说 hey, or,
yeah,
或者是说 hey 的意思,差不多。Hey,
mm-hmm.
小伙子, let me offer you a drink. 啊,我来请你喝杯酒吧。
I'll join you outside.
I'll join you outside.然后呢咱们就一块儿在外边待着或者是出去走一走之类的、
mm-hmm.
啊，这非常的 polite
Very polite, yes、
啊、这位老者
Out of his suitcase, he took a bottle of Chivas A metal jigger and four glasses
你看有的人都是随身带酒、
mm-hmm.
不仅带酒还带酒杯
Yeah, I got an uncle who does that all the time But he really loves his drink So he just carries his favorite bottle of wine I think it is With him everywhere
对 还真是那个随身得带着酒和酒杯才行
Yeah, like he really like People like my uncle really appreciate a glass of wine From time to time And they feel like Yeah, I cannot travel without that、
oh,
It's kind of strange But
爱酒
like
主要是爱酒、啊 uh-huh. 所以老师喜欢喝酒吗
On occasion、uh-huh. Like it depends really on in what context I can enjoy a glass of red wine yeah.、
也可以哈 Out of his suitcase 你看他用的是一种这种写法哈从什么时候拿出了从手提箱当中呢他拿出了 A bottle of 一瓶
Chivas
芝华士
That's a kind of whiskey It's a whiskey type Comes from Scotland
这是某种威士忌酒之一叫芝华士、
mm-hmm. A metal jigger
这是量酒器一次性不能喝太多是吧、
mm-hmm.
一个金属的量酒器
That is often used to make cocktails 鸡尾酒、
啊、因为朱迪老师做过酒、mm-hmm. 是吧
Yeah
朱迪老师是会做鸡尾酒的人哦
And four glasses
和四个玻璃杯
He made our drinks.
酒呢是他自己亲自配的，还挺讲究。
Scotch over ice.
Scotch 是苏格兰的威士忌，叫 Scotch over ice， 加冰的苏格兰威士忌。呜、哦，听上去还挺好喝的。
Honestly, don't like whiskey that much. It's really like, I think guys more often like whiskey than girls.
比较烈嘛、
yeah.
威士忌比较烈嘛。
It's a bit of smoky drink. No, I don't like it too much.
反正不会喝酒的人倒是挺羡慕这些会喝酒的人。
And off we went outside.
这是倒装，应该是 we went off outside.、啊、
him carrying the drinks with his palms underneath.
对 ，went off 就是走出去了，我们就走出了房间。他用手呢托着我们的酒 ，carrying the drinks with his palm. Palm 是手掌，托着酒还很讲究。
Me carrying his chair out to put next to mine.
我呢就把他的房间的椅子就搬到了 carrying his chair out to put next to mine. 就搬到了我的那把椅子旁边。所以接下来他们要 enjoy good time 了
Yeah, they just want to have a drink together, but there's no bar in the neighborhood, so they just make their own drink.
没错，看来这个 motel 里面没有酒吧，所以他们俩呢就自己兑好酒以后，坐在可能露台上、阳台上就喝一杯，这样让两个人呢就开始聊起来了。
Where are you headed? I asked.
大家看，这就是口语啊。Where are you headed? 什么意思啊？你的头在哪儿？是不是这意思啊
？Yeah.
你的头在哪儿？
嗯。
那是什么意思啊
？Where are you going？
对了，请我们同学们学下来这个表达 ，Where are you going？ 意思就是您这是要去哪儿呢？您去什么方向呢？您的目的地是哪里呢
？I have to be down in the place called Liberal in the morning, he said.
哦，是我问那位老先生。
Yeah.The guy asked the old man where he is going to.
啊，问问他，他要去哪儿了？然后对方，你看啊，口语是怎么回答的 ？I have to be down. Down 这个时候等于去，是不是
？Yeah, I have to be down at somewhere. That means I have to be somewhere.
那我可不可以说 I have to be up in a place？
Yeah, you can say that too. Actually, like, where do you live? I live up in Beijing.You can say that.
可以 down,
But you can also say, I live up, down in Beijing.
所以 down 经常是跟一些地方、
yeah.
方向、
yeah.
指地方地、指方向连在一起用了。I have to be down. 我必须得去 in the place, 去一个地方叫做
Liberal.
叫利贝拉尔。这个 Liberal 还挺有意思的这个地方、
yeah.
哈。Liberal.
In the morning.
In the morning. 然后明儿早上我要去一个叫 Liberal 的地方。你呢
?Looking for work, I said.
老先生就问他说那你呢那这个人也非常诚实就说找工作。Looking for work.
Indulging myself for one night.
好大家看这个词。刚才我们学了 indulgence。这里是 indulge.看来这个作者喜欢用 indulge 这个词。
Yeah, so, in,Indulgence is something luxurious, something that you really enjoy and should not be doing too often, right? So if you indulge yourself, you give yourself that one thing that you shouldn't have that often because it's expensive or not so good for you, but like, yeah, you want it from time to time.
哎 ,indulge 就是什么放纵自己、mm-hmm. 放纵自己不加管束然后啊爽一爽啊叫 indulge myself for one night.再放纵自己一个晚上吧。
He, with his car and his leather luggage and his scotch, nodded and said nothing.
这个，就我觉得这个画面感非常的强哈，特别像一个 movie 的镜头。
Yeah, definitely.
这个语言能够写出一个镜头啊，大家看，他带着他的车，他的真皮的行李箱和他的威士忌，背景里全是这些东西。一个背景里带着他的车皮箱和苏格兰威士忌的他点了点头就说从我这个视角 from my perspective 看过去的话 aspect 看过去的话哇他的背景里全是 car expensive car leather luggage and scotch
nodded and said nothing
点了点头然后呢什么也没说
after a while
过了一会儿
he said call me frank
过了一会儿他说叫我 Frank 这就是啊这个英美人打就是介绍自己的一种方式
嗯哼
对吧他们会非常直接的说他们不会说What's your name 他们不会这样说
No they just say like right away like call me this and this
对你叫我什么什么就好了这就是我的名字
A blue Air Force station wagon rolled into the parking lot
好这个时候以我和这位老先生的视角
Mm-hmm.
我们又一起看到了又第四方人又进来了第四波人又进来 motel room 了 A blue Air Force station
Wagon A car
Wagon 就是 car 嘛车、
mm-hmm.
那是一辆蓝色的空军的旅行车
Four young men got out
啊，叫 rode into 驶入了停车场Four young men, 四位年轻男子走出来了。好，他们是什么打扮呢
?In jumpsuits.
好 ,jumpsuits 是什么
?A jumpsuit is a suit that is like where the pants and the top is tied together. So it's like one suit, one piece.
连身裤叫 jumpsuit,、mm-hmm. 大家可以记一下。
And colorful ascots.
Ascots 是领带。宽领带，还系着色彩鲜艳的宽领带。
They were clean cut and joking.
Clean cut 就是说什么呀？外表啊，非常的整洁。
Yeah, they were shaven. They were like the hair was done really nice, so they they comb their hair, I guess.
衣服也整洁，发型也非常的整洁，哈，整个看上去非常的整洁。而且呢，还 relaxing, 还 joking, 还互相开着玩笑。
With big smiles.
还面带放松的笑容。啊，在一个悲苦的人看来，世界的一切怎么都比他好呢？都比他快乐呢。
Frank and I watch them take out their bags and go to the office.
Frank 看着我。Frank 和我啊，看着他们怎么样呢？也从车上拿出行李包 ，take out of their bags and go to the office， 朝办公楼走过去了。
Jet pilots, they must be. Frank said.、啊、
Frank 这个时候也有自己的判断，他就说他们可能就是喷气机的飞行员了吧？肯定是 ，they must be.
We sat and finished our drinks, and he fixed us a couple more.
我们就坐在那儿。喝完了我们的酒，然后呢 ，he fixed us.
He made for us to fix someone something. That means to make something for someone.
所以 fix 在这里的意思是 make，、mm-hmm. 对吧？
嗯、mm-hmm. ，
所以他又给我们调配了几杯。那我觉得这个人还挺 lucky 的哈、
啊。Yeah, he's pretty lucky. Free drinks, indeed.
是不是？
Yeah.
不用花钱买酒，酒就上门了啊！这就小酌了几杯。你看，还是威士忌呢，加冰的，还是调制过的。
After a while, the woman and the little girls came out to the van.
好，过了一会儿，那名女子和那几个小女孩呢，啊，就怎么样，走了过来， came out to the van, 就朝他们那辆厢车呢走过去了。
Their hair still wet from the pool.
哎，头发呢都还是湿哒哒的哈，从泳池里刚出来嘛。
The woman, having forgotten something, fumbled with her keys,and went back in the room.
好，那位女士呢，似乎是 forgotten something, 好像忘了一些什么东西，就开始来 fumble 这个动作。
Yeah, to mess around, to rummage around, like, so she was, imagine that you're looking for your keys, or like you're looking for the right key on your keychain, then you're fumbling, you're doing like some motions as if you are looking for something.
对， fumble 就是摸索的意思，想象一下一个大包里你摸索你的钥匙的感觉、mm-hmm. 叫 fumble, F-U-M-B-L-E, fumble with her kids, 摸索着她的那个啊 her keys, 啊 with her keys, 在摸索着她的钥匙，然后又回到了房间。
One by one,
一个接一个的。
The girls saw the little man, and one of them said something nasty, and the others tried, not overly hard, to suppress their giggles.
哟，这个场景好像不太礼貌啊，哈。
No, it's definitely not polite, but it happens quite a lot.
但是在这位作者的眼中呢，所有的细节他都能看见。他看到这个女孩啊，有一个女孩，其中的一个女孩，她怎么样呢？
The girls like,
saw the little man, 看到了这个小个老头以后呢，其中一个就 said something nasty, 就说了一些特别不中听的话，说了一些特别，说了一些脏话 ,something nasty.
And the others tried, not overly hard, to suppress their giggles.
Suppress 是压抑， giggle 是那种嘿嘿嘿嘿的窃笑。其他的人呢在努力的压抑着他们的那个窃笑。
Yeah, but these girls, they were basically not caring at all. Like, they were just, we're just gonna laugh. We're just gonna make fun of this guy.
对，他们就是光明正大的去嘲笑啊，或者是去调侃。
A lifetime of that.
注意，同学们，这里说出了一句文中的中心思想。
Yeah, the core sentence of this story.
这个老者被这些女孩调侃了以后，他说 ,a lifetime of that. 人一辈子啊。
Frank said, clearly to put me at ease.
显然是为了让我呢非常的放松啊 ,put me at ease, 是吧，让我放松。
Living like you're comfortable with what life deals you. That's the big impossible sometimes.
这句话我们怎么理解，怎么理解
?Well,Imagine that you would just accept, that you would just be like comfortable with whatever comes on your path, knowing that you do your best, but some things you cannot change. So he basically says that like whatever that life gives to you, is something like that is the result of what you give to life as well. So that means not only that you like, I don't know, do what you want, do what your heart wants, but that you also take responsibility towards life, that you are grateful towards what life gives you, and also that you don't really waste like what life gives you. Mm. So imagine life gives you like being poor. That doesn't mean that you have to behave bad. It means that you have to take responsibility and say, okay, well, I'm poor. I'm going to work for it and try to make the best of it.
对。说那个 comfortable with something, 就是 you are comfortable with something, 就是你对某事感觉到非常的坦然非常的舒服你很 OK, with 什么呢 with what life deals you, 生活 deal you, 生活是怎么对待你的生活是怎么处理你的生活是怎么施予你的叫 life deals you, 前面一句话 live like, 活着怎么活着？坦然的活着，坦然的面对生活给予你的一切。That's the big impossible. 这才是什么呀？最难的事情。The big impossible. 最不可能的事情。Sometimes. 有时候我们真的做不到的事情。对吧？叫在这种 situation,、yeah. under these circumstances, the old man has been...
He is
made
very
fun
comfortable.
Of.
Yeah, he's being made fun of. And like, yeah, he knows that. And he's also like, yeah, he's a bit hurt, I think. But he's also not really mad or angry. He's just like, okay, this is how it is. I know I'm short, but I'm not going to act on this. Like,
对，大家都猜得到那小女孩说她什么了。肯定说
short.
怎么这么矮呀、
啊、嗯哼。
说那个人好矮呀，像个木头桩一样。
Yeah.
估计是说这些。然后这个时候老者就说 ,living like you're comfortable with what life deals you, that's the big impossible sometimes.
So he does say it's hard.
他没有说对对。但是他其实是把这个话说给旁边的这位 young man 听的。
Mm-hmm. For a few moments, I thought about robbing Frank.
一时间啊。我有了要抢劫 Frank 的念头。
The little girls couldn't stop staring.
小女孩们还不能停下继续盯着我们这边看。
Another remark.
又一句脏话。
And another louder round of squeals.
又随之而来的又是一声更大的尖叫声。A louder round, 一轮 squeals, 尖叫声。
The woman came out.
好，这个时候那位女子呢就从房间里走出来了。
Got in the van.
上了车。
And they drove off.
然后把车开走了。
What business are you in? I said.
好，这个时候我和 Frank 又恢复了聊天。我就问他说，您是做哪行的？ What business are you in?
I'm pretty much retired.
Retired,
Frank said.
啊，退休了哈。
Mm-hmm.
我差不多呢，退休了。
You're traveling for fun?
那您这是休闲旅行?
No, he said.
不是的。
Every once in a while, my services are in demand.
好, every once in a while, 每隔一段时间。
Yeah, every like once and so often.
这个我的 services are in demand 是什么意思呢?
My services are popular. Like people really want to use my services. They enjoy it and they want to keep on buying.
啊，我有大量的这个业务需求啊。My service, 我的这个业务呢 are in demand, 就是被需要的。
It's a way of making a little money quickly.And easily.
这是一种呢非常快速的轻松赚钱的方法。
Then, I can go home.
完成任务以后我就可以回家了。
He was lost in himself for a second.
Lost oneself. 这个时候就说某人呢是已经完全沉浸在自己的世界里。
He was just thinking to himself. He was just like pondering. Like he was just absent-minded. He was not there.
自我沉思啊自我沉思。
Then he turned to me.
然后他就转向我。
I notice you have no vehicle.
Vehicle 是
car.
汽车。
Yeah.
他说，诶，我注意到你没有车呀。
What is it that you do?
What is it? 那你来这里做什么呢?
I work, I said.
我工作啊。
I have to get to places where the jobs are.
我必须得去有工作的地方啊。
I just finished on a farm out east of here.
我刚刚完成了一个在东边的一个 farm, 农场的工作。
I'm walking into town tomorrow to get a bus.
我明天呢要走路到镇上 ,walking into town, 去怎么样呢 ?to get a bus, 去搭乘巴士。
Good work, hard work, he said.
这个时候 ,Frank 就意味深长地说了一句话，他说 ,good work, 好工作 ,hard work, 也就是辛苦点。
Yes, I said. That's good.
是的，我说这工作还行。你发现没有，他们聊的内容不是特别多啊。
They don't talk that much, no. They are just, yeah,
but after all,
silently doing things.
毕竟他们是 strangers.
Yeah.
毕竟是陌生人，所以聊的并不太多。嗯，只是简单的问了一下你是做什么的，我是做什么的，然后大家彼此就知道啊，你是处于一个什么样的 class.
Yeah. They know exactly what kind of class everyone is.
对，大致就知道了。一个贫困潦倒的人是个什么情况了。
Again, for a few moments, I thought about robbing Frank.
再一次啊，我那种想抢劫的念头啊，又抑制不住的想出来了。为什么呀？ A few moments, I thought about robbing. Robbing 是抢劫 Frank. 你想，他个头又小，对吧？他也不能 fight back.
Yeah.
是吧？我抢一抢他很容易的。
You cannot fight back anyway. It will be super easy. Yeah.
哦，我抢抢他很容易的。再说他这么有钱，再抢抢又怎么样？此时此刻啊，这个人的内心里头那种贪欲和占有欲啊，不平衡感就不可抑制的就冒了出来。所以这个人对自己很诚实 ，He's honest. He's writing about these thoughts.
In my situation at that time, the thought was almost inevitable whenever I met someone new.
像我身处的这种状况。In my situation at that time, 在那样的一种时候、我见到一个陌生人我就想抢他，是不是？The thought was almost
inevitable.
对了 ,inevitable, 来讲一下。
Something that you cannot avoid, something that must happen, something inevitable.
就是完全不可避免的。Whenever I met someone
new,
一见到个陌生人啊，就想去抢。就想去把这个钱财啊占为己有，就想那样。哎呀，这种冲动完全是来自于内心的，不能不可抑制的。为什么 ？Because I have nothing.
Because he has nothing. True.
因为自己什么都没有，所以看到别人一旦看到别人有什么呀，特想上去抢了。
The car, gassed up with the keys nearby.
The car 叫 gassed up. Gas 是汽油。
Yeah.
那么 gassed up 就是加满油了。
Yeah, exactly. Like when a car is gassed up, then the tank is full. Then the car is ready to go.
你看看啊，车是吧？凯迪拉克就已经加满了油了，钥匙就在跟前儿。
His wallet inevitably fast.
这句话写得好，钱包，你看他的钱包是吧 ？Inevitably, 不可避免的，必须是鼓鼓囊囊的，用了一个肥这个字儿。
Yeah. If you say that someone has a fat wallet, then that person is just really rich.
所以说，说一个人是 fat wallet, 有肥的钱包，那么说明他很有钱。
But I thought about him without his car, without his scotch, without his leather suitcase, worth more than all of my possessions together.
好，但是此时此刻呢？我想到的，我脑海里只有身边的这个小老头啊，但是这个老头呢，我想到的这个人没有他的车，没有他的
Scotch
苏格兰威士忌，也没有他的那个比我全部身家 more than all of my possessions， 我所有的 position 是我的财产，我所有的财产加起来都值钱的那个真皮的手提箱都没有这些了。
Frank was my friend.
最后他写了一句 Frank was my friend. 他说了一句 Frank 是我的朋友，这是什么意思呢？说 Frank understands him?
Yes, and also Frank taught him a lesson. Frank showed him that having a lot of things or having a lot of money doesn't necessarily make you happy, because you will always, always, always be able to find something that is not perfect in your eyes. So, yeah, that you want to change or improve. I mean, Frank, at this point, he probably thinks, oh, I wish I was taller. Can he change that? No, he can't. It doesn't matter how much money he has on the bank. It doesn't matter how many Cadillacs he has. He will always be short. And that's okay. So, like, also, Frank is obviously like a guy who cares for things and for having things and to show off a bit. I mean, the guy carries his own bottle of whiskey and his own cocktail make set wherever he goes, right? So that guy really likes to show off his things, his possessions, his money. But is he really happy? Because he keeps on looking, he keeps on focusing on being short. So does he really enjoy his money?
就在那一个瞬间 ,at that moment, 这个作者呢似乎啊他明白了、mm-hmm. 就类似像 enlightened.
Yes.
就 Frank 点拨了他。
Yes.
他明白了。
Even though the man's situation is not easy for sure. He has to work really hard and he has no money and he is like having an uncertain existence. But if that would change, like if he would have a lot of money or if he would have...I don't know, a lot of cars, a lot of whiskey, just like Frank. He would, like, yeah, kind of feel the same, I think. He would not necessarily be more, yeah, satisfied with he who he is as a person.
在遇到 Frank 之前，我们看他的视角是什么？我好穷，我好惨，我没有工作，我好，世界好不公平。生活对我太难了，对吧？
Yeah.
这之前他一直是这样的一个视角，太难了。你们凭什么什么都有？凭什么我什么都没有？所以作者他是以小见大的刻画了一种什么呢 ？Poor 贫穷、落魄、unbalanced 失衡的一种心态。
Mm-hmm.
他看到了别人的富足的生活啊，又是女人带着孩子是吧？啊，又是飞行员这么精致，然后又是哇，开着凯迪拉克的老人，他看到了这些。别人比他好的生活带来的一种刺激，一种落差，所以他说我要去抢他们，我要去占有这个财富，我必须要有，也要有钱。然后呢，这个差点被抢劫的人呢，反而还 give him a lesson， 还点拨了他，意思就是说 live like you are comfortable with what life deals with you， 就是核心就是一句话，你要坦然的去面对生活给予你的境遇，对吧？
Mm-hmm.
坦然的去面对你渴望但是你无法拥有的一切。他很有钱，但是他个头矮。
Yeah, so can he change that? No.
他被人嘲笑，他能改变吗？他改变不了，所以 go with it.
Just go with it, make the best of it, and also don't...care too much about how you differ from other people and don't see that as a negative thing. Like, it's not bad to be different.
所以生活中常常就是这样，有那么一个瞬间会改变我们的生活，会改变你看待事物的方式。这个 Frank 就教导他什么呢？他并没有说大话，他就说你要去调整好你的心态，对吧？ Good work, hard work. 他说两个字，就说是个好工作。是个辛苦的工作，那你就去踏踏实实的努力，去一步一步的挣得你想要的生活，这才是人需要越过的最大的难关。
Yes, indeed, indeed. And also, like, yeah, Frank, what I really like about this character is that he realizes that he will always look for something to improve. He will always look for something he's not satisfied with, while he has many reasons to be satisfied with. And that, like, he kind of shows that humans in general are always looking for things they're not satisfied with instead of, like, things that they are satisfied with. It's a common human characteristic, I think. Like, many people are always, like, looking for things to improve, which is great, but, yeah, they kind of forget to see what they already have.
对，不要和那些已经拥有的人比惨，
嗯，
对吧？因为一个人他拥有什么东西的时候，他必然也会不拥有什么，是吧？所以每个人都有生活之难，在面对这些生活之难的时候，要怎样呢？不要觉得 unfair， 不要觉得我没有，我偏要去占有，不要太贪婪， 要去努力的去挣得自己想要的生活。Go for it, work for it. 一步一步的去获得自己该有的东西。Yeah. 现在没有的肯定是你不适合你现在有的。
Because if you start blaming life, then life will blame you also one day.
对。好，我们再最后一些朗诵一下今天这句核心的点题的话，叫 Living like you are comfortable with what life deals you. That's the big impossible sometimes.
Yeah.
好，感谢大家收听今天的美文，谢谢 Judy 老师，我们下次见。
Thank you all for listening.